The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Kapaya. Yes, 2023, we are rising in power.
We are rising
in prosperity. We are rising in prominence. We are rising
in prophecy.
Prakata in prophecy.
We
papa le karabo si preteke basteke bashata kabayakata.
Le
papa papa le katala prakata kabayakata. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the gift of good health. Yes, let's begin to thank the Lord right now. Today is the 20th day of March 2023 in the year of our Lord. God has given us new life to live. And manifest him this day. Ipakarato si prekete ke barato kasei. Ibebe itele brokoto rabasata kaba. Ibelekete ke broto kaba rababa sekete ke bara. Iprakata kaba rababa italabashata yaka. Ibroto kaba rababa baba italabashaka ya. Libebe kete ke barokoto kaba yakata kaba yakata kaba ya. Le bebe 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 le bebe iteke balo le breketeke babo rokotoke babo le baba baba le baba le keteke basokoto kababa le baba le keteke babo le keteke babo le baba le keteke babo rokotoke babo le baba lokoto e le baba baba shakala baba sakataka ba le keteke babo reketeke babo. Le baba reketeke ba reketeke babo zibaba leketeke babo leketeke balo le baba lokotoke babo reketeke babo le baba 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 shalaba karanto zibreketeke barato. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed, 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 blessed are thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the gift of good health. We thank you. 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 Le prakata kaba rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata kaba ya. Our Father, we are grateful unto you for giving us life to live and for giving us this day to manifest your glory. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you so much for the gift of this day. Our Father, we are grateful unto you for this platform that you've given unto us to celebrate your goodness and mercy. This platform you have given unto us to come and seek you, to come for an encounter, to come and receive strength in various ways, strength that my Lord and my God, we need, oh God, to live this day a victorious day. Thank you so much, Lord. We pray that the blood of Jesus has paved the way for us. And so the Holy Spirit will empower us, oh God, to pray and to seek your face. Holy Spirit, give us the right prayer points to pray. Give us, oh God, the stone that will bring down Goliath. Just that one single stone. David picked 5 stones, but it was just one. It was just one. It was just one. Lord, in this prayer, give us specific prayer point. Just one point that will bring down Goliath. One point that will bring down the mountains. One point that will bring down the walls. One point that will bring down the enemy. Help us, Father. Lead us through. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody need to write this down. that, Lord, give us just that one stone that will bring down Goliath. One stone prayer point that will bring down the wall, that will bring down the mountain. One stone prayer point. You see how it is? As I was just praying, that has become a revelation. That's how the Holy Spirit works when you open up to Him. I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome each and every one of us to Resurrection Power for today. Today is the 79th day of the year 2023, in the year of our Lord, 79th day. And I welcome each and every. We celebrate His goodness and His mercy. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, we are forcefully and violently possessing our possibilities. Forcefully and violently possessing our possibilities. But under it, we are commanding the wind of possibility. This week, we are commanding the wind of possibilities. In fact, when you read Psalm 65, verse 2 and verse 11. Thank you. Psalm 65. I'm reading from the King James. Psalm 65. Psalm 65. Verse 2 and 11. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. And verse 11, Psalm 65, verse 2. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. And when we go to that, Psalm 65, verse 2. Now let's go to Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verse 11. Psalm 62, verse 11. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. I'm reading from the King James. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Amen?
Amen.
In fact, when we read Exodus chapter 14, Exodus chapter 14 and Numbers 11, 31, Numbers 11, 31, and even Acts chapter 2, and Ezekiel 37, we see something about the wind. Something about the wind, as we are going to command the wind. So, let's look at Exodus chapter 14. From verse 16. From verse 15. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. 19. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to thee, to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry, a sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Yes, let me read verse 21 again. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. A strong east wind. In Numbers chapter 11, verse number 31, it was the wind that blew the quails, the wind. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. It was the wind that brought hot the quails. In Acts chapter, okay, in Deuteronomy, sorry, I say in Deuteronomy, in Ezekiel 37, my mind should be settled, eh? In Ezekiel 37, the valley of the dry bone, and the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. This was the condition, very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you. Breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon flesh, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came upon them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Now, there is a principle here. Verse 9, God told Ezekiel to do what? Prophesy to the wind. Prophesy to the four winds. Should prophesy and say to the four winds, O breath, come and breathe upon this lake. Now, if Ezekiel had not prophesied, would the miracle happen? God said, prophesy. Verse 10, so I prophesied as he commanded me. You know, that is what the Bible is. The Bible, the word of God has been given to us to do what? To re-echo the word, to prophesy the word, to pray the word, to prophesy the word to ourselves, to prophesy the word into situations, to pray the word, to act upon the word. If you don't act, it will not happen. But when you act, it will happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was why I read the scriptures I first read. Yes, Psalm 65 verse 11. That God, power, all power belongs to God. Psalm 62 verse 2. That God hears prayer. We come to you, O God. All flesh shall come to you because you hear prayer. Beloved, I want to encourage all of us that the word of God never fails. The word of God is God's breath. The word of God is God's intention. We are in a situation in this world where through us Christians, people must know God. Do you know why? When they see the way God is manifesting in our situation, when they see the miracles God is performing, when they see these things, I tell you, they also want to come and worship our God. Christianity is evidential. Christianity is what? Result-oriented. Anytime Jesus manifested, anytime the Holy Spirit showed up, there is a stir. You feel something. You know that something has happened to you. Only Christianity, through the word of God and the Holy Spirit, really changes situation. Really, really transforms lives. Look at Paul. From a murderer to a missionary. From a persecutor to a preacher. Have you seen a religion transforming somebody like that? Have you seen a religion? There is a religion who say they fast. Only in the month of fasting that they are quiet. But let them finish the fasting. And then what they are, they are. Yes, let them finish the fasting. And then they can go into people's shops. They can visit you at night. They can go to places. But the power of God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, when these people meet you, there is a change. There is a change. I've seen people who have been transformed and changed. Some of them are even online. So Christianity is result-oriented. It's evidential. Look, when you put your hand on your womb, no matter what the doctor says, and you keep on saying, this womb, you are carrying baby. This womb, babies are sitting in you. This womb, you are producing babies. Let me tell you, that womb will carry baby.
Amen.
I say that womb will carry baby. Oh,
Amen.
That womb will carry baby.
Yes.
The Lord was just reminding me of the water. The Lord was just reminding me. The Lord was just reminding me. Today my mind should come back. I woke up with a dream. And I think that dream want to. We shall deal with it. We shall deal with it. Anything of ours that have been stolen, we are taking it back. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know, I was just being reminded of one time when a car will not work, a friend of mine's car, they've done everything. They will send the car to workshop and bring the car. At the workshop, when they touch it, immediately the car comes home. I remember I visited him and he was complaining. Oh, the wife. Oh, this guy again. Oh, this guy. So what again should be done and all that? And I went and laid hands on the bonnet. I spoke in tongues. Then I commanded Every seed on the car, any spell cast on the car, be lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. And I broke it. I didn't know. I just pray like that. Oh, that's why it is good to begin prayer by speaking in tongues or singing or worshiping or declaring the blood. If you can't speak in tongues, just declare the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Or I declare the blood. I declare the blood. Then out of that, the single stone that will bring down Goliath, the single stone that will bring down the walls of Jericho. Oh, somebody should write this down. The single stone that will bring down the giant, that will bring down the mountains, that will bring down the Goliath, that will bring down the walls of Jericho. The Holy Spirit will give you that single stone. How many stones did David use to bring down Goliath? Only one. He picked five, but only one. The first one. Only one. This week, may God give us that single stone. Amen. May God give us that single stone. Amen. We are praying all manner of prayers, but there should be just one prayer point. One. God should give us just one prayer point. Like last week, Daniel chapter 3, verse 29. Just one prayer point. That prayer point performed a miracle. I'm telling you, it released somebody from prison. That one prayer point, it caused somebody to just be set free. I'm telling you, reality, the person called us, I have been released. What? You have been released from detention? Yes. A place where only the president can say go. I'm telling you, say, I have just been released. Not a church member, no. But our friend. We're just praying here Friday when the prayer point just pop up. When the Nebuchadnezzar said, there is no God that delivers in this way. Ah! After that, always after the podcast, we sit down and pray for about 1 hour or even 2 hours. Sometimes even 3 hours. We are still praying. Where we are, we are still praying there. And we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. By 2 o'clock, we had a call. I've been set free. I've been set free. A very good friend of ours. So, as we pray, may the Lord give us that one prayer point.
Amen.
May the Lord give us that prayer point. I placed my hand on the car, spoke in tongues. I say, I break the siege. I break the siege. I break the spell. That was the end. They sparked the car. The car started working. From there, from that time, do you know that car? They only service it once in a while. They change oil. They change plugs. Once in a while, they service it. The car never stayed at the workshop again. It was later that it was revealed that a worker in the office cast a spell on the car because he felt that he was the one who should get the car first. So he went to a shrine and they cast a spell on the car that car will never be a blessing. The car will never be a blessing. You see, this thing should not affect us. But you know, because we are in the flesh, so there is a way that this thing pass and then they affect us. So you see, prayer works. The word of God. If Ezekiel had not prophesied as he was told to the wind, to the four wind, it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. Beloved, the word for you to prophesy is the Bible, as I'm holding my Bible right now. These scriptures, the Bible is the most potent prayer book. The most potent. These writings here in black and white, they are not ordinary. This is the breath of God. This is the will of God. This is the intention of God. Now, for instance, somebody is asking, so Pastor, David was at the rooftop and he saw Bathsheba, somebody's wife, Uriah's wife, and then sent for her, slept with her, this and this. So how do you pray that? Do you know, in the Bible, we see God's reaction and responses. It is through the Bible you get to know God. For instance, that David's a story. What did God say at the end? God said to David, I am not happy of what you have done. God sent Nathan to David with wisdom. Nathan said, there is somebody who had one sheep. Another one had many. And the one who had many sheep received a visitor. And then he asked that they should go and bring the only one sheep that belongs to the other person and slaughter. What should be done to the person? David said, why should the person do that? Only somebody's one sheep, the person must be killed. Then Nathan said, you are the one. Nathan said, well, you are the one. And what did God say in that David situation? That is how the Bible is. God's reaction or responses should tell you God's nature. That what David did, even though David was a man after his own heart, he didn't like that. So it means that if I also do that, God will not like it. What God prays, it means that me too, when I do that, God will praise me. You understand? That's how the Bible is. That's how the Bible is. So in the Bible, there are words God spoke directly. Those one directly, they are direct prayers. There is God's reaction, the way he reacted, the way he responded. Or there are words God spoke through the prophet. They are all prayer points. That's how the Bible is. So, beloved, we are in our 79th day of the year 2023. Let me tell you, we thank God for doctors. I believe in doctors. I believe in hospital. I go for checkup 3 times in a year. The beginning of the year, the middle, and the end. 3 times. I go for thorough medical checkup. They check me so that I know my system. I know my system. Every child of God, don't just live by faith. Know your system. Know your system. Very, very important so that you can live a little longer. Know your system. Yes, I go for checkup 3 times in a year. But listen to me. I don't base everything on doctor's report. No. Doctor says your womb should be taken away. Okay. Yes. When it comes west to west, yes. My secretary, for instance, she had to be operated and something taken out of her. For years now, she had been resisting. And that thing was worrying her. And I said, do you know something? Let's pray. Take a step of faith. The angel of God will perform the surgery. What they brought out of her, called fibroid. My God, Jesus of Nazareth. When she sent me the thing, the video, I said, so you see what is inside you? She wanted God to just kill the thing. The thing should die. The thing should disappear. Look, there are various ways God does do things. Amen. God is sovereign. Say sovereign. Say sovereign. God is just sovereign. I know a pastor's wife. Yes. A pastor and a wife. Very, very great. Very, very powerful. Beautiful woman. They went for a program. And then they were involved in an accident. And the woman, I think spine or something. Something, something, some place need to be operated. Do you know that when they cut the place open, what they saw was not a spine problem. What they saw hiding in her body, and no scan, nothing has revealed that. The doctor said that that thing would have killed her suddenly. I mean, she would just be standing, fall down and die, sitting, die, whatever, and die like that. When they removed that thing, the spine problem was solved. So you see, through that accident, they discovered something. You see, God has a way of doing things. He can use doctors. He can use any means. But we should pray for conviction. When it comes to a point, conviction, and then it settles in your spirit that go and do it, go and do it. I've done surgery before. Yes. My thyroid gland, yes, well, I mean, I've done surgery before 2003. September 2003. Yes, I've done surgery before. The following day, I came back home. They told me that it would just say 30 minutes. But they say it took them 2 hours, 30 minutes. 2 hours, 30 minutes. The next day, I was discharged. I came back home. I asked the devil didn't want me to preach, not knowing that they wanted to use that means to steal my voice so that I can't talk again. But I'm preaching still. The devil will do everything. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. This morning, we want to pray. We want to pray. Look, when the lady pastor was going to deliver, she went and the doctor said, no, the baby has breached. Go back home and prepare. Go and tell pastor, prepare and come. We have to cut you and remove the baby. She came. And I called the doctor. That time I have a mobile phone. I called the doctor. Dr. Mumensa. I said, doctor, please give me 3 days. I don't want my wife to be cut. Give us 3 days. He said, okay. In fact, me, I've forgotten this. The lady was reminding me. The way she can remember, women can remember things, saying, We went to Atimota. Say, when we are praying, she said, you put your hand on my tummy. And you were commanding the baby to turn. Baby, I say, turn now. She started feeling something. We had to rush home and quickly prepare. She went. She got to the hospital. Some few minutes, she has delivered. The baby turned. Why can't you do that, child of God? Let me tell you, I want to say this before we pray. Everyone online, miracles are not for pastors. So Mark chapter 16, verse 8. These are the signs that shall follow them that do what? Believe. Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Let me look at Mark. That thing is not for pastors. So it's not for prophets. We have left everything for pastors. Me, I am not a pastor. Me, I am not a prophet. Who told you that Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said to them, going to all the whole, 16, whoever believes, and let me start from 17. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And these signs will accompany those who believe. Is it pastors? Did he say prophet? Did he say apostle?
Those who believe.
Are you a believer in Christ?
Yes.
This sign shall follow those who believe. those who believe in my name, they will drive out. This NIV, King James, they will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well, or they will recover. This is for believers. It's not for pastors. It's for believers. Every believer. Say, I believe. And therefore,
from today,
miracles, signs and wonders
should accompany
my belief,
my Christianity.
I believe. I am a believer in Christ. I am not just a church going child of God. But I am a believing child of God. I am a believing child of God. Possibilities must happen to me because I am a believing child of God. I am a believing child of God. Possibilities must follow me.
Possibilities must follow me.
Possibilities must follow me. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know, the Holy Spirit just gave me a revelation about Mark chapter 16, verse 17. We read that these are the signs that shall follow or accompany. What's the meaning of follow? What is the meaning of our company? Follow means that you are ahead and it is behind you.
Yes.
So do you know what the Holy Spirit was telling me? It means that anytime you lay hands, after you have laid hands, there must be heard a miracle.
Yeah.
After you have spoken, after you have prayed, there must be a testimony. So signs and wonders must follow your prayers, your declarations, your laying of hands. It is not when you are laying hands. Hello? Am I speaking to some? It is not when you are laying hands. After you have laid hands. It is not when you are praying. After you have prayed. Ow. After what you have prayed, it is following. Accompany, believe your prayers.
Amen.
I say, believe the prayers you are praying.
Thank you, Lord.
Expect signs and wonders.
Amen.
Expect possibilities in your life.
Amen.
Believe. Amen. If only you pray, if only you declare. Because we are praying to the prayer answering God. He is the God who heareth prayers. He is the only God who has ears, who hears prayers. All other gods, they are idols. Let me tell you, the reason why people go to shrines, when people go to a stone and then they get answers, it is their faith. The moment you express faith in a rock, a demon will enter there. Yes. So it is your faith. That was why Jesus always said, according to your faith, your faith has healed you. Faith is a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a spirit. And we all need it. And you know, a child of God, everybody has faith. We have natural faith and supernatural faith. Everybody was created with faith. Didn't you believe that when you sleep today, you wake up? How do you know? How did you know that today you wake up? But you are up. That is faith. People plan because they know tomorrow will come. They know there will be 6 a.m. it will be hot. Daylight. So already you have faith in God, the creation. Why don't you have faith in the word and have faith in yourself? My God, you see these simple things? Simple things. Then sometimes we have become slaves to people, slaves to prophets, slaves. When we ourselves, we are a testimony and we are a miracle. Let's continue. Say the name
the
of
name
Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
My Father in heaven.
You are my possibility. Already exists in you. Oh my God, it is working.
Today is a great day.
They already exist in you.
Our possibilities already exist in you. Our possibilities already exist in you. Our possibilities already exist in you. Only in you alone. Only in you, Lord.
They already exist in you.
You are not now going to create them. By faith, I release them. I possess my document. I possess my document. I possess my position. I possess my promotion. I possess my expectation. It is working. It is working. I can feel it in my spirit. I possess. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I can hear Jesus saying, who touched me? For virtue is gone out of me. Let that virtue that you have received manifest your possibility right now.
Amen.
Manifest your possibility right now.
Amen.
Manifest your possibility right now.
Amen.
Say, let the virtue of my Father.
Let the virtue of my Father.
That I have touched.
That I have touched.
Let the virtue of Jesus Christ.
Let the virtue of
let
Jesus
the virtue
Christ,
of the Holy Spirit.
Let the virtue of the Holy
that
Spirit.
That I have received.
That I have received.
Manifest my possibility
manifest
right now.
Manifest my possibility
manifest
right now.
My testimony right
manifest
now.
Manifest my testimony
manifest
right now.
My change of story
manifest
right now.
My change of story
manifest
right now.
My turn around
manifest
right now.
My turn around
manifest
right
my
now.
Healing right
manifest
now.
Manifest my healing
manifest
right
my
now.
Deliverance
manifest
right now.
My deliverance right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Blow into my life.
Blow into my life.
Wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Blow into my life.
Blow into my life.
Wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Blow, 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 blow.
Blow, 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 blow,
blow.
Blow into my life.
Blow, 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 blow.
Blow my possibilities. Blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow.
Blow my possibilities.
Blow my possibilities.
Blow my possibilities.
Blow my life.
Blow the wind of possibilities.
Let the wind of possibilities.
Blow, 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 blow. Let the wind of possibilities.
Let the wind of possibilities blow into my life.
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 Blow into my marriage.
Blow into my marriage.
Blow into my husband.
Blow into my
wife.
Blow into
my career.
Blow into my career.
Blow into my career.
Blow, blow, blow.
Blow into my home.
Blow into my home.
Blow into my family.
Blow into my family.
Blow into my situation.
Blow into my situation.
Wind of possibilities. Blow into my situation. Wind of possibilities.
Blow into my situation.
Blow into my situation.
Blow into my situation.
Blow into my situation.
Blow, 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 blow,
blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow,
yes, Lord, into my life. Blow into my life. My miracle, my possibilities, my expectations, My
Make it possible. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our last prayer point, they are four in one. Say, wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Let scatter the altar.
Scatter the altar.
The altar of delays.
The altar of delays.
To my fulfillment.
To my fulfillment.
Wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Blow and scatter.
Blow and scatter.
Every altar of delay.
Every altar of
every
delay.
Every satanic altar
every
of delay.
Every satanic altar
wind
of delay.
Wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Blow and scatter.
Blow and scatter.
Wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Scatter every satanic altar.
Every satanic altar.
Every demonic altar.
Every demonic altar.
Every ancestral altar.
Every ancestral altar.
Every family altar.
Every family altar.
Every parental altar.
Every parental altar
that is causing delay,
that is causing delay,
delay in fulfillment,
delay in fulfillment,
delay in fulfillment,
delay in fulfillment,
delay fulfillment,
delay fulfillment,
delay fulfillment,
delay fulfillment,
delay fulfillment,
delay fulfillment,
wind of possibilities,
wind of possibilities,
blow, 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 blow,
blow, blow, blow,
and scatter it.
Scatter it. Move away.
Mountains of delay.
Mountains of delay.
Wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Move into the sea.
Move into the sea.
Mountains of delay.
Mountains of delay.
Scatter mountains of delay.
Scatter mountains of delay.
Scatter mountains of delay.
Level 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 them.
Level them.
Mountains of delay. Mountains of delay.
Mountains of delay.
Mountains of delay.
Mountains of delay.
Mountains of delay.
Mountains
level,
of delay.
Them, level them.
Level them.
Move them out.
Move them out of my life.
Move them out of my path.
Move them
out of my way.
Cast them into the sea.
Cast them into the sea.
And 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 cast them into the sea. In Jesus' mighty name.
It's
a wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Pull down.
Pull down.
Walls of delay.
Walls of delay.
Walls of delay.
Walls of delay.
Of delay.
Walls 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 of delay.
Wind of possibilities.
Wind of possibilities.
Pull them down.
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 Pull them down. Pull them down. Like the walls of Jericho. Pull them down. In my life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10. It said, no one in Israel should consult familiar spirit, sorcery, divination, necromancy. See, all those who, I'm paraphrasing. See, those who consult this thing, they are an abomination to God. So why should you fear a witch? They are already an abomination to God. Say, my father in heaven. According to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10. Let every witchcraft
against my possibilities.
Expire.
Any witch.
Against my possibilities.
Any witchcraft.
Against my possibilities.
Let them expire.
They are already. Let them expire by blood and by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, beloved, go back and read Deuteronomy chapter 18 from verse 10, going down again. Please, be careful who you consult. King James, those who consult familiar spirits. Familiar spirits, they operate a lot in the church. They operate a lot in the church. Familiar spirit. Which, look, excuse me, I don't like saying this, but I don't know. It is just on me. Look, there are genuine prophets of God. There are prophets. Prophetic ministry is a genuine ministry God has given to the church. But I'm telling you, 90% of the prophets that we are hearing on radio everywhere, they are fake. They are operating familiar spirit. Familiar spirit. It is a spirit that operates like the Holy Spirit. Look. Those who dream, anytime all your dreams are always negative, you need deliverance. Today I'm saying it. Always your dreams are negative, you need deliverance. It means you have a familiar spirit. I'm telling you. Always everything you see is negative. You need deliverance. All your dreams are negative. You need deliverance. It means your spirit has been polluted by familiar spirit. And there are some who see this thing and they believe it. Yes. Look, all of a sudden, prophets are just prophets. Achu Manasseh has died. Hey, my God, Achu Manasseh, don't send me to court. Why am I? Achu what? Christian Achu? Fine. Maybe because Achu Manasseh is a friend. He calls me Papa. Prophet Achu Manasseh, yes. One time we went to minister somewhere together. Papa lay hands on me before I minister. I say, oh, you prophet, right? I say, hey, Papa, lay hands on me. Yes. You know, Christian Achu, the guy has been buried. Suddenly, prophets are coming out. There is something following Achu's sister. There are some forces that kill Achu. There are this, Achu's sister, Achu's family, Achu's this. My God. So this guy cannot rest in peace. Hey, what is happening? Prophets. Somebody sent me a video when the prophet was prophesying about the president of Kenya. the new president. The wife will be this. So, so and so will happen to the wife. So and so will happen to him. This and this. Do you know? I laugh and I send back a message. This prophet just needs attention. Because you see, the one who has seen the thing that is coming, is it not the one you go to? It's just attention. They want money. Attention. I'm telling you. The one who has seen, he will tell you that I have the solution. Hey, God, arise. Arise and defend your church. Arise and defend Christianity. Arise and defend the prophetic ministry. Please, be careful where you go. Because familiar spirit, they abound. Your spirit can easily be polluted. Anytime you go to somewhere and they are selling anointing oil, please be careful. What makes that anointing oil special? When they say bring your own oil, declaration I made, that is it. Look, what makes that anointing oil special? Do you think they are just selling it? You don't know. They have chanted. They have charmed it. They have done things into it so that it will produce some result. Let's be careful, Christians. The Bible is enough. Declare the word of God. And I tell you that you will see possibilities. Amen. May you testify of possibilities. Amen. I usher you into the realms of possibilities.
I usher you into the realms of possibilities. Amen.
Receive your possibilities.
Receive our possibilities.
Possibility testimonies.
Amen.
Should surround you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I saturate you in the garment of possibility.
Amen.
In the anointing of possibilities.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called, among those who have possibility testimonies,
your name and my name shall never be missing.
And I see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to you and it is happening to me.
Even though 2023 is our year, it is your year. It is my year. Shalom. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.